Would like to begin the topic of Haskalah. Remember, I said that there are three responses to the conditions of Jews in Eastern Europe. I mean, Hirsch's response had no chance in Eastern Europe, neither from the Jews nor from the non-Jews, and it was therefore viewed by Eastern European Jewry with wonderment and with some skepticism. And for instance, later when the Hildesheimer Seminary, which was also this type of an outlook, it was a rabbinical seminary that granted college degrees, and all of the secular studies were taught by professors of the seminary itself. And it produced for two generations at least, three generations, the leaders of German Orthodoxy. When the seminary attempted to move to Jerusalem, it was politely told not to, because again, they said, it's successful, Germany needs it, we don't need it here. And that was the same attitude towards the Neo-Orthodoxy in Eastern Europe. The Orthodox said, you know, Germany needs it, that's where reform is, so that's the way you've got to play the game, but we don't need it here. So it never moved east. It never really had any influence. In Eastern Germany, it was localized completely to its situation in Germany. The Maskilim, the Haskalah, was the first response to the oppression of the Russian Tsar. The response was based upon the experience of the Haskalah in Berlin, upon reform, upon Mendelssohn's original ideas. And the idea was that if somehow the Jews would have a culture, if the Jews would become a culture and not a religion, they would find acceptance among the Russian neighbors, with the Russian government. They would be allowed to integrate into the society. Now, the Haskalah took on very, very many differing forms. There was a Hebrew Haskalah and a Russian Haskalah, and a Yiddish Haskalah, and a socialist Haskalah. It took on, within itself, it took on very many differing colors. But the bottom line of all the Haskalah was that the only way for the Jewish people to escape anti-Semitism and to escape the persecution in Russia was to modernize. And by modernizing, that would be the guarantee, that would be the ticket towards improving their lot. And therefore, the Maskilim set out to do this. And they did it in a number of different fashions. Number one, there was a man called Rabbi Yitzchak Ber Levinson, who was really the father of the Russian Haskalah. And he wrote a book in 1828 called Teuda B'Yisrael, meaning the goals that should be for the Jewish people. And he said the Jews should no longer be merchants, they should become farmers. The Jews should no longer speak Yiddish, they should speak Russian, they should speak the vernacular. Jewish education has to be changed in light of the modern times. And he advocated all of these changes. It is interesting to note, it's almost ludicrous, but it's interesting to note that the first schools that the Maskilim made in Russia, the language that was used was German. The Maskilim, the Reform, invested German with a holiness that they would not invest Hebrew with. Again, the irony of God that German is not too popular today. And the Maskilim were able to open schools as early as 1830. There were schools run by the Haskola in Warsaw.